Welcome to the Panic Button Podcast, brought to you by XXXChurch.com. Each episode, Craig Gross answers a question or two that has got you in a panic. No topics are off limits, and all questions are encouraged. Here is your host, Craig Gross.
Hey, this is Craig. Thanks for listening. I got this question, and I've gotten it a number of times, and every time I get it, I just delete it, and I kind of laugh. But now I got, actually, one of the guys that works with us on the software side sent this over to me as an idea, and I wrote him back, and I said, I have some thoughts, and I put nothing in it, and he said, where are your thoughts? And I was like, no, they're coming. So here's the question, and a little history. I created a software program called X3 Watch back in 2004. Basic idea of X3 Watch. It monitors where you go online, and it sends a report of any questionable website that you look at to an accountability partner. That accountability partner could be a friend. It could be your wife. That's not what I recommend, or your husband. It could be, a pastor, a mentor, best friend. It's not a stranger. Because the idea is there's skin in the game, so to speak. There's somebody that you're in relationship with that you're willing to talk on an intimate level about pornography use, about, possibly your sex life, about your struggles. So we normally don't get there with complete strangers. And when we say there's skin in the game, there's a relationship that's driving this. So that's what we've been doing. For me, accountability has been a part of my life. It was kind of modeled to me by a mentor that discipled me back starting in 10th grade. And so I kind of understood this idea of meeting with someone weekly and sharing thoughts and struggles with somebody else and seeing what happens when you're open and honest. I've written a book called Get Open, what happens when you get real and honest and authentic with people. I think your life changes. So I created the software to do just that. Recently, X3 Watch kind of came a part of a bigger company, another company called Ever Accountable, that was started by a guy named Tyler, and he created the same sort of software that X3 Watch was created. He just did it years later. And so we became friends. We kind of connected on a business level, just kind of said, hey, it would make way more sense for your team to run the software. So what you have now is you have X3 Watch and Ever Accountable, and it's run by the same team. So if you're on one software or the other, actually, if you buy X3 Watch, you get access to Ever Accountable because we're phasing out our technology and moving everything to their technology. All that's to say, we have been doing this for a really long time. We've had over 1.2 million people download our free version of our software that we used to run, whatever. So I created this, Tyler created this because we get the idea of accountability and what happens when you have a real relationship. The geek side in Tyler and the geek side in me thought software could help bridge this gap, because what our software does is it does monitor all your questionable websites that you're looking at on your computer or on your smartphone, and it sends a list of those reports to this accountability partner. So because of that, we thought, yeah, software would help this, where you get an email, your accountability partner does, and it says, hey, Craig looked at this, and now you're like, hey, Craig, what are you doing? Those conversations wouldn't happen if every time you go look at a site, if you don't have the software, you probably aren't thinking, oh, I need to go call Craig or I need to go call Tyler to talk about this. So that's where the software works hand in hand, like with the accountability. So we wrap technology around the concept of accountability. But where we're sold out on is, hey, the concept of accountability. So the question is this. Do you provide accountability partners? And normally I read that email and go, dude, you completely missed the idea. No, we wrote the software. We don't have the partners. But what the longer I get into this, the more I realize I am not normal. Like, most people didn't meet with a mentor in high school for 2 years, like once a week, and have a guy pour into their life and talk to them about the good, the bad, the ugly. So years later, who would have thought, like, yeah, I create this software and we're doing this. And I just assume, oh yeah, we all had, his name's Tom. Like, we all had somebody like Tom in our life. No, we didn't. In fact, now people love the idea of the software. They go, but who do I use? Who do I use as an accountability partner? Like, do you guys have that? So the question that I used to laugh at now has me scratching my head going, that's a good question. But then my mind kind of starts racing and I go down this path going, well, yeah, okay, here's how we could do it. I could have one guy, he could keep these people accountable. But if I assign you an accountability and you're like, all right, here's Tom, here's your accountability partner. Oh, I looked at porn, Tom. Hey, better luck next time. Like, there's no relationship. So Tom gets those emails and it's his job now to actually call you. But you're like, I don't know, dude. Like, I don't know you. And yeah, I looked at porn. Like, how's your marriage? Oh, I'm not married. Oh, okay. Like, I don't know anything about you. So can you buy a friend? You know, I mean, yes. You know, I think that's why people find AA or SA or Celebrate Recovery, or, you know, we have small groups online where you have a community of people that are rallied or brought together because of a topic. And that instantly connects you. And so I get the question is fair. It's like, can you provide that? And everything in me goes, no, you got to go find that. And then I go, well, that's the hurdle. If people are stuck there, why don't we solve that issue? And so we're kicking it around. I can't promise that's coming tomorrow. I do think there's an opportunity. I mean, for X3 Watch, just some context, I kind of grew up in the church world. And so I saw, as I got invited in to speak at churches to talk about this topic, they would say, oh, well, what do we do now? Oh, you do a small group. Oh, who wants to do that? So we got disappointed with churches not wanting to follow up on a weekend with us coming in. And I thought, well, let's just solve that problem. I can train a small group later and we can meet on a video, video messaging, not video, a video platform. We can connect people through a group chat. And I was speaking in San Diego and six guys showed up that were in a small group for 2 years together and they never met. And they thought, hey, let's take a trip to San Diego and actually meet. But they were deeply connected, because when you talk about your struggles and you're open about that, you're bonded on a whole different level. So I've seen, you know, we have over 900 people in small groups. So can that happen? Yes. But if you're sitting there and you wrote that question to me, I guess my answer today is, don't wait for me to find you a friend. And yes, I mean, I like the challenge. I like now the idea of going, man, that's a hurdle. You're not ready to jump over that. Man, let me make that easier. But in the meantime, who is somebody in your life that you can confide in, that you can be honest with, that you want to be more like, that you go, they don't have it all together, but man, they're further ahead of me. Run with people who run faster than you. And I think just that basic idea of going, man, can I reach out to that person and say, hey, I'm struggling in this area, but I've got this software and the software doesn't solve all my problems. But man, there's some stuff that goes along with it that you can kind of learn about if you don't know about this struggle. But I'd love for you to just call me once a week and check in. And if you forget to call me, you're going to get an email report sent to you. And that could be a reminder to make a phone call to me. Man, would you do that? And I think what you'll find is people will do that. They don't necessarily know how to do it, and they're not offering to do it. But if you ask, they'll do it. Now, can that be your spouse? Yes, but I don't really think your spouse wants to be your babysitter or your mother. And so I think some spouses want to know that you've got this stuff figured out, but they don't want to be the one figuring it out for you. So maybe you, like, I would recommend, no, this male to male or female to female, where you go, man, we can be connected on this level. So, yeah, you've got us kicking this around, thinking through this. But in the meantime, the software is not the answer. The software connects you with that person and does a great job of facilitating, you know, yeah, the reports and all that. And it sparks the conversation. But the software is not the crutch. That, and I think it has become for some people, but it's really the avenue which you can bridge this conversation. You can broach this conversation with somebody. And it can be a powerful thing when you do it right. And so, man, if you don't have that person, I'm just going to tell you, you're missing out. Run with people that run faster than you. People need other people. And I think, don't wait for those to just fall in your lap, but pursue a healthy relationship with somebody and make the ask and see what happens. All right, that's all I got. Happy 4th of July.
Thanks for listening to the Panic Button Podcast. If you want Craig to answer your question on an upcoming episode, please email panicbutton@xxxchurch.com. Or if you're using the Anchor app, please go to your user profile, tap the message button, and hit record, and then hit save, and then send it.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.